And most of them don't want as many. Most of them want to consolidate for efficiency and for economics. And what the funny thing about it is, the larger the church gets, the less efficient it usually is. And I do use the word usually. What has happened? Well, my faith is a personal issue. It's my issue, not a room full of people's issue. It's no one else's. So I don't need to be around other people of like faith. They're not probably going to encourage me. I'm probably only going to see their hypocrisy through my cynical eyes. Are you seeing how this all fits together, okay? Let's look at the backgrounds. There are more diverse economical backgrounds than there ever were before. 40-50 years ago, there were three groups in our society economically. Now there are just countless that you can fit in and out of. And they intermarry and they interactively communicate monetarily in any other way possible. There are many ethnic backgrounds, and ethnic diversity is valued. The diversity of anything is valued because we want more and more of everything. Big is better. Let's look at our production tools. Our production tools are what we do with what we do. And there has been a shift from the innovation to application in accepting all the technology that's out there. In other words, we're more interested in developing than we are in applying what we develop. And the money is really in the innovation, being more and more highly technical and creative than is in the application of it. Industry has been replaced by technology. We talked about this a little earlier. And this is the whole experience of production in the postmodern society. Let's lastly look at institutions. There's a presumption of credibility, or the presumption of credibility is decreasing as we look at institutions. In other words, they are not seen as credible as much anymore. So what are some of the examples of that? Because I think sometimes we who maybe were born and raised in a little different society and culture probably still put credibility in institutions, whereas someone who was born, say, from the late 70s, early 90s, or early 80s, and has been raised in, for the most part, in postmodernism and has been affected by it more strongly than we have, would probably say that, you know, this whole issue is more different than they would perceive it. But the credibility of institutions is decreasing, and the presumption of that is continually increasing, the presumption of this decreasing credibility. Educational requirements are more available. In other words, you can get an education a lot of different places. You can go online. You can, you know, hop, skip, and miss around. Whereas before, you went to four-year college and you got your degree, and then you went to a postgraduate school and you got your degree. Now you can do a lot of different things a lot of different ways, and pretty much everybody, by the aspect of tolerance, has to accept what you've got. I went to four different seminaries before I graduated. It was unheard of 30 years ago. You didn't do that. You started, you finished. And you did it under the systematic rules.